parsha is Parshas Yisro. I was thinking to myself as I was preparing for this shmooze, how could I be sitting in a room or standing in a room with fruits on the tables and a celebration of Tu B'Shvat? Shout out to those that went and invested, as we'll see a lot, in this beautiful Tu B'Shvat spread. How could I not talk about Tu B'Shvat? The only question was, how am I going to tie Tu B'Shvat into Parshas Yisro? Good question. Tu B'Shvat Yisro. So I'll tell you the truth. Tu B'Shvat is the... We all know from since we're like in kindergarten. Tu B'Shvat Yigia, we can sing it, Chag La'ilanot. It's the holiday of the tree. Holiday of the tree. So I've been thinking a lot the past couple days about trees. Trees. Lessons we can learn from trees. What are trees about? The truth of the matter is that the Torah, the favorite divine at the end, calls a person a tree. The Parsha Shoftim, the Torah says, Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh, which is amazing. The Torah draws a comparison between a person and a tree. Now, in what sense is a person like a tree? It's a little bit offensive if you ask me. I'm not a tree. I'm a person. I'm a gever, like Israelis would say. What exactly is the comparison between a person and a tree? And what lessons can we learn from trees, hopefully to apply to people, and how are we going to bring it in and tie it into Parshas Yisro? So I saw last night a gorgeous nitziv in his parish, HaMikdavar Al HaTorah. I'd like to share with you and try to bring together the Parsha, trees and human beings, and hopefully learn a very, very important lesson. The Torah says in Perek Yitef, this is Parsha, B'chodesh HaShlishi, the third month, Litzayis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. After Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Bayom Hazeh, on this day, Bo and Bar Sinai, they have come finally to the destination of Har Sinai. They're about to get the Torah, and then the Torah says a very strange thing: Vayisu Merefidin. That's out of order. It says they came here already. They're already at the destination. It's like, you know, someone says, "I came to Torah Shraga," and then the next sentence they say, "And I took the 21 bus." 21 bus, of course. And I had a whole, you know, I heard a whole conversation on 21 bus about something and nothing and whatever. Rebar. It's out of order. About rebar. It's out of order. It's pushed out of order. Oh. And then the famous pasuk, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. So Rashi on the words, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, says as follows, why did the Torah have to repeat again and tell me where they went from? We knew they were Rafidim already. I understand they left Rafidim. That's where they were. Says Rashi, El Hakish Nisi Aslam Rafidim, Libi Aslan, Limbashinai, to compare the leaving of Rafidim to the coming of Tar Sinai. Ma bi Aslan, the Midbar Sinai, Bitshuva, just as coming to Tar Sinai was with Tshuva, they were coming with the right motivation, they were coming, after all, to get the Torah. So too, when they left Rafidim, it was with the Tshuva. That's what Rashi says. That's why the Torah has to go ahead and repeat Vayisur Merefidim. That's Rashi. The Nitziv in his commentary, beautiful commentary, quotes this Mechilta that Rashi quotes, and says, still I'm not happy. Adayin yesh la'avin, my nafkamina bazesh, Vayisur Merefidim. Who cares? Why is this an important piece of information? They left Rafidim, even with the Tshuva. Okay, so what? Says the Nitziv, a gorgeous idea. Elamikan Yeshlomo, the cold davarsha be kedusha. Any matter of holiness, of importance, Masha Adam Mechin Atzmo Yoser Lazeh, Chal Alav Yoter Hahechsher Lazeh. The more a person prepares himself for something, the more a person puts into something, the more a person invests in something, the greater experience of kedusha will be. The inverse is true as well. The less a person invests, the less a person puts in, the less a person prepares himself for something important, particularly in the spiritual realm, the less meaningful and less important it's going to be. Then he quotes an amazing Gemara. The Gemara is found in the Seches Bav Metzia, Adaf Pehei Amid Beis. The Gemara has the following phrase. The Gemara says, Kama Gedola Maisechia. How great is Maisechia? Who's Chia? Reb Chia? What happened? The Gemara says there was a whole machlokas that took place in the Gemara. And then Reb Chiya says, you know what? Don't fight with me about this. Because it was up to me, I would make sure Torah would never be forgotten from Kali Yisrael. What would I do? So the Gemara describes, no, listen carefully, the Gemara says, you know what I would do? I would go and I would set out flax and I would make traps and I would trap a deer and I would give the meat to Yisomim. And then I would make a Megillah. I would use the skin to make a Megillah and I would write Chamisha Chumshei Torah and I would go to the town and I would learn Torah with the five kids and let them teach to other kids and I would make sure Torah would never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Very strange Gemara. Why does Rebbe Chiya have to go ahead and spread out flax to make a trap to go ahead and catch a deer? Just go to a sofer and say, please commission me to buy a Sefer Torah. Commission a Sefer Torah. I'm giving you $50,000 to write a Sefer Torah for me. Why is he going through all the trouble of going ahead and getting a deer and getting the animals and getting the... Why? Zakti Netziv! A beautiful pshat. This is his idea. You want to make sure Torah is never going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael? There's one way. That's called investing. And the more you invest, and the more you put in, and the more effort you put into it, the more you'll make sure the Torah won't be forgotten. He could have gone to go buy a Sefer Torah, but it would be the same. Because he put in so much effort, and he put in so much of his life into making the Sefer Torah, that would make sure, says the Gemara, and says the Netziv, the Torah would not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Think about a tree for a minute, fellas. So what's a tree? A tree's a lot of things. I don't know. We have apricots here. They probably grow on a tree. We have other fruits in this room. I don't even know. I think most of them are gone. Baruch Hashem, we can't even find them anymore. They grow on trees. What's a tree? A tree's a lot of things. I think a tree, though, is an amazing, unbelievable expression of potential. Take one seed, put it into the ground. Two seeds, put it into the ground. And from two seeds, what comes? Could be thousands, potentially even millions, all the years combined. Millions of fruit. From one little seed that goes in the ground. Unbelievable potential exists in a tree. Incredible potential. And a seed in the tree is unbelievable. What's a human being? Incredible potential. A little baby is born. No, nothing. You ever hold a little baby? I have. They're really cute. Some people think they're ugly, actually, babies. I think they're cute. You hold this little thing. You see a little thing, 5 pounds. What's 5 pounds? A basketball is 5 pounds. 3 pounds. It's nothing. You hold this little thing. You see the little fingers, the fingernails. You know what that baby is, though? A little cutie pie doll of potential. Unbelievable potential. Wow. So we have a comparison. What makes a tree into a tree, though? And also, what makes a person into a person? And the answer is, how much we invest makes all the difference into who we are and what the tree is. I'm not a farmer. I never had a garden, really, that I invested too much in. But all those gardeners out there, wherever you are, sure, Ariel's a big gardener. You know. Used to be, okay, in his former lifetime. We know. You go into the garden, you invest. You work hard. You gotta pull out those bad weeds and make sure that there's enough sun, enough angle of sunlight and water, and make sure it gets what it needs. And put in. And then, your fruit comes out. Psh, delicious fruit. Unbelievable fruit. And the same thing applies to human being. We're all unbelievable potential that exists inside of us. So what's the difference between every single person in this world? How come some people grow and grow and go to the greatest heights? And others don't necessarily grow so high. What's the difference between the two people? So certainly talent has to do with it. And certainly some people are given different talents than others. That's true also for sure. But the most fundamental, possibly the most important, essential difference between why some people grow and grow to most amazing heights and others, unfortunately, don't really max out so much, is how much investing we do. How much are we willing to put in the time? We're in yeshiva. We're all in the same boat, so to speak. But even in yeshiva, you see some guys that are mamish on fire. Other guys that are a little less on fire. Hopefully the fire's cooking. It's coming up. I both say there's one major difference between those two people. Talmidim, I've seen it. I see it in this room, from chaver that came back to visit, from guys that are currently in yeshiva. I see it all the time. How much are we willing to invest? Maybe it's different mesechta. There's a boy in this room. I don't want to embarrass him. Maybe he knows who this is. I didn't prepare this as part of the shmita, but once I saw him in my mind, there's a boy in this room that took it upon himself and he's in yeshiva. I don't want to tell you this. No one's business. To learn different mesechta. Many guys in this direction have different mesechta. This mesechta I was thinking about was a long mesechta. I think they're going to go and calculate the words in this mesechta longer than the longest mesechta in Shas. There's more words in that mesechta. And he pounded his brains out. I watched it. He invested a lot over the course of the year to make sure that mesechta, it's not a small mesechta to do in a Shana Aleph year, he make sure he knock out that mesechta. Baruch Hashem, he's sitting in this room a few years later, strong and solid, and then he invested a ton into that mesechta. We played a song before, by Willig's song. It's called The Tree. The Tree! So I don't know if you caught the line in the song. I know some of you were busy with the fruit during the song. But in the song, on the CD called The Tree, the CD called Leib Avos, but the song called The Tree, so there's people looking at a tree, and the tree looks like the leaves are falling down, and it's decaying a little bit. It's winter time. You look at trees, where's the life in the tree? And I'm recording the words of the song. I'm not going to sing it. If you want to hear it again, you can hear it again afterwards. Why should I invest in it hopelessly? Beautiful words. Why should I invest in it for? For what? I should invest? Why should I invest? Hopelessly? What am I going to get out of it? If people would say that, we wouldn't have trees. We wouldn't have fruit like we have to eat. And more important than fruit, people wouldn't maximize their potential. A lot of times people invest, and they realize, what am I doing this for? For what? What am I getting out of this? Am I really going to become a better person from this? Am I really going to advance myself because of this? Is it really going to make me into someone different and special? And the answer is a resounding yes. Is it really matter if they left with a certain attention? Yeah. Yeah, you got to start off from the beginning and invest and invest and invest and put in and put in and put in, and then you can make sure the Torah won't be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. We look at a tree and we say, wow, unbelievable potential. How do we maximize? How do we bring out that potential? How do the fruit, how are the fruit born from that tree? And the answer is by investing into the tree, by putting into work into the tree, by trying our best to make the tree into the best tree possible. And most importantly, fellas, as we all are, ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh, we're all trees. That's what the Torah says. In a sense, we have in this room, every single person in this room, unbelievable potential. It's pashut, no doubt about it. What's going to determine whether we max out and whether we utilize our potential, hopefully to the fullest or as close as we can to the fullest or not, the nafkamina is going to be how much we invest. How much we're willing to buckle down and invest. Buckle down doesn't only mean to learn Gemara. Buckle down means to work on our midos. Am I going to invest time to learn Musar, to work on our midos? Am I going to invest time to think in a quiet time when no one's listening, when I'm in my room, about a certain thing that I'm doing that I could be doing a little bit better and try to work on it in a serious, meaningful way? If the answer is yes, wonderful. If the answer is no, so the tree is going to be struggling. It's going to have a hard time. I want to close with the following thing. I went yesterday with my sons, I mentioned this before, to Bnei Brak to visit some of the Gedol Yisrael a little bit in honor of a special birthday one of my sons is having. And I had this chus within an hour to sit or to be by Rav Chaim Kanievsky and then to watch Rav Shteyman and to get a bracha for my children from both of those Gedol Yisrael. Think of a tree and the fruits that the tree bears and the effects of a tree. To see these people, these giants, to see their just unbelievable splendor, to see the beauty on their faces, the shine, the kedusha. That's part and parcel of every single aspect, facet of their lives that they do. It's amazing to see when they're 97 years old, or Rav Steinman, I think, is 97, or if Chaim's well into his 80s, it's true. But it didn't happen like that. It happened because they invested, and they worked, and they put in effort, and more effort, and more effort. And that's what they became, Hashem should help us all learn from Tu B'Shvat, to learn the lesson of the tree, to learn the lesson of Ayesu Merifidin, the lesson of Rav Chia, most importantly, the lesson that we can each and every one of us apply into our lives of Kiyada Beit HaSada, that the more we invest in ourselves, the more we put in life, please God, the more we'll be able to maximize and reach our potential. Have a great Shabbos for us.